Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Union Reading. Hurrah! So, it would be lovely if we could sit in sections. We'll have sopranos here, altos here, tenors here, and basses out on the third floor.
Thank you.
All right, this is a new series, David.
Changing things up.
Grab some and pass it to a friend.
I'm a Jennifer.
Literally hot off the press.
You're over there a little bit more.
Tenors, basses. But please don't sit on that side of the column basses. Come into this circle of love.
Yeah, I know. Put it right here. Come and file in as you can, as close to the front as you can. We have all these beautiful, we have this oceanfront property here. Sure, by the federal government. So please, some bases here, and could we have some tenors up here in front, closer to the better. Front row tenors. That's right.
He's just humility of bases without the showing off.
There we go, great. All right. All right, so welcome to the new music reading session. Does everyone have a packet?
I hope.
If not, there are some in Kyle. There's some by the front door. So, all of the compositions that are in your packet are the result of the process of the new music workshop that has been going on all week long during the colloquium. So during the breakout for the last 3 days, the composers whose works are represented here have all been meeting together, and we've been singing through each other's work and offering critiques of things that are great, things that should be expanded because they're so great, things that should be picked up a little bit. It's been a really great process. So every one of the works that you see here in the packet they traveled to St. Louis in one state on Sunday or on Monday, and by Wednesday or Thursday, they've all been edited. As a result of new music breakout of new music workshop. So and as a matter of fact, two of the pieces in here are ones that I printed up this morning because we still hadn't had the breakout yet. But then as a result of the breakout, the composers have decided to make some changes to the pieces. And I thought that this might provide an insight into the sort of things that we've been talking about in the session. I think there's always sort of a danger for composers, and I know this is true for myself and my own work, to think, well, I'm done. Great, print. Command P. All right, done. That's it. To use the words of a friend of mine, does it walk the earth? Does it actually work in a choir? And you can only tell that if you have a choir sing the piece. And so that's what we've been doing. And this is the fruit of that work.